May 10, 1917, how Jesus gives motion and life to all creatures with his breath. Continuing in my pure state, I was trying to fuse myself in my sweet Jesus according to my usual way. But as much as I tried, it was in vain. Jesus himself distracted me, and sighing strongly told me, "My daughter, the creature is nothing other than my breath. As I breathe, I give life to everything. All life is in the breathing. Without breathing, the heart no longer beats, the blood no longer circulates, the hands remain inactive, the mind feels the intelligence die. And so with all the rest. Therefore, the whole of human life is in receiving and in giving this breath. But while I give life and motion to all creatures with my breath, wanting to sanctify them, love them, embellish them, enrich them, etc. with my holy breath, as they return to me the breath which they receive, they send me offenses, rebellions, ingratitudes, blasphemies, denials, and all the rest. I send the breath as pure, and they send it back impure. I send it in blessing, and it comes back to me cursing. I send it all love, and it returns offending me up into my inmost heart. But love makes me continue to send my breath, in order to maintain these machines of human lives. Otherwise they would no longer function, and would end up wrecked. Ah! My daughter, did you hear how human life is maintained? By my breath. And when I find a soul who loves me, how sweet her breath is, how she amuses me, I feel cheered. An echo of harmonies is formed between me and her. So she remains distinct from the other creatures, and she will be distinct also in heaven. My daughter, I could not contain my love, and I wanted to pour myself out with you. So, today I could not fuse myself in Jesus, because he himself kept me busy in his breath. How many things I understood, but I am unable to say them well, so I stop here.